Welcome to a special KUMD feature called Journey to Wellness in Indian Country. Our guest this morning is Sam Moose. He is the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe Commissioner of Health, and he joins us this morning on the phone. Hey, Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. You've got the Mille Lacs Band has an interesting project underway now with regard to a treatment facility that it's kind of a process. You're taking over the Four Winds Care Facility. Tell us a little bit about where you are in that process.
On March 1st of 2017, we actually took control of the property and the program. So we're actually, the program is within the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe Health and Human Services structure as a program.
Now, was the Four Winds Care Facility, was this also a treatment center in its previous incarnation?
Yes, the Four Winds Care Facility was a treatment facility at Brainerd, Minnesota that kind of serviced, its specialty was service to Native Americans. They had back in the early 70s, 80s, they had a really good American Indian program that kind of catered it to American Indians and their culture and stuff like that.
What happened to the program?
Well, the state of Minnesota's funding with regards to the regional treatment centers started having problems with funding. So they started looking at closing some of the regional treatment centers. Now, Brainerd looked at closing Brainerd probably for the last couple of years and made a decision with regards to the state legislature to close the facility or restructure the facility to a involuntary program, which committed individuals, which we would lose probably 90% of the American Indian clientele there is voluntary. So we'd lose a huge resource within our area. So the tribe decided that it was going to move forward and sit down with the state of Minnesota and look at options to keep the facility open.
So now the tribe is taking over or has taken over the facility, and it sounds like you're real anxious to get back to the kinds of culturally sensitive programs that made it a really good option for folks back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, that's correct. Within our program, Health and Human Services, the Behavioral Health Program, we wanted to definitely add an inpatient treatment component to the various programs that we have at Mille Lacs. So we're really excited about the opportunity to start doing inpatient treatment services for our community members and other federally recognized community members throughout the state of Minnesota. And we want to definitely tailor it so that it's culturally appropriate, has cultural programs, and gets American Indians really to utilize the culture, the language, and those aspects of their life and enhance those things and also provide, you know, the clinical aspect of treatment. And we're really excited about what that opportunity means for our clientele.
When people go into treatment for substance abuse, you know, with maybe the dominant culture model, there really isn't a cultural aspect to it. There really isn't even particularly a religious aspect to it. Folks have to be really careful about that kind of thing when we start talking about the dominant culture. What sorts of things does having culturally appropriate treatment add to the experience for your clientele, and how does it make it maybe give them a better chance of success?
Well, for our clientele, due to federal Indian policies and some of the things that we've lost as American Indian people, culture was greatly impacted in that, along with language and the American Indian identity. So we're going to be bringing back a lot of that information or educating people about you know, culture, about, you know, the impacts of federal Indian policy, historical trauma, and get people really to start to sift through that information and kind of really focus on how those impacts impacted the family system and impact those resources within the American Indian family system. So as we bring people through that process and we kind of create, they can kind of start to see their identity within that overall American Indian process. We're really excited about what that will bring to people. Along the lines with other culturally specific programming, we want to definitely link people in that may have lost their way with regards to their culture or lost those access points with regards to ceremony. So we want to definitely give people a linkage to different ceremonies or different cultural programming that's going around the state. And a lot of the elders at Mille Lacs, a lot of the cultural people at Mille Lacs are definitely plugged into those networks. So we want to make those available to our clientele to really show them that there is another way with regards to, or there is an easier way with regards to getting those linkages and getting to big drum ceremony or other ceremonies within the American Indian community.
It would be like having almost a whole network of grandparents, in a sense. I mean, having access to all of that, you know, in addition to the culturally specific stuff about ceremonies and stuff, but having access to that wisdom and, like, family support. And instead of feeling perhaps like you're all on your own, you'd have all of these, like, grandparents to look after you. That just seems very appealing right now.
Yeah. I think that's probably, you know, we're really excited about that process about linking people who may not have had access or their grandparents had passed on, or there are other things within their family that are going on that they just don't seem to have those linkages in place. And then we want those definitely to be expanded as people begin to interact with people who are culturally based or who are faith-based in our culture, of continuing that process for them in their journey.
And in addition, it gives elders respect, and it gives elders a way of making a contribution, being needed, being respected. And certainly in the dominant culture, that doesn't happen anywhere near as much as it should.
Yeah. I know that there are a number of elders who are definitely eager and willing to help and share their experiences and share their knowledge. So I know that we have a lot of people who have come to our program and asked of how they can help, how they can be part of the program, are really excited about some of the cultural things that we want to bring to the program. So we're, like I said, we're pretty excited about this opportunity. It's been an opportunity that we've been looking at within our CD programming for probably 6 to 7 years. So it's finally coming to fruition, and we're really excited about. And we still have some challenges. I think the cultural programming will be the easier part of the programming. We still have to build a very good clinical program at Four Winds. So that's the part that we're trying to do now, is we're trying to hire the right staff and bring in the clinical aspect of the program, with the overall negotiation of the program coming to a tribe. There are a number of state people that either retired or actually moved to another position within the state. So we're looking at hiring counselors and hiring other program staff to open the doors. Currently, we're still kind of revamping the program, reorganizing it, and we don't have any current clients right now. But as soon as we get a few of the critical essential staff hired, we're going to be opening the doors. I actually sent a letter out to various stakeholders within the state to let them know that currently, we're not accepting clients. We will be informing them when we do start to accept clients.
Do you have any kind of a ballpark at all? Are you hoping that you can maybe get folks coming in June, or?
That's a question that our tribe asks us all the time.
I bet.
when are we opening the doors? Actually, we went through our first round of postings, so we'll be looking at those candidates. As soon as we get a number of key candidates in place, we're going to be starting to phase in clients. We'll probably start with the first 7 clients, then 14 clients, and then go from there as we start to get people hired on to care for people.
Well, I'm hoping that we can maybe schedule a conversation for 6 months from now, Sam, and you can tell me about how busy you are and how well the program is working. I'd like to talk with you again once you folks get up and running. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Lisa.
Sam Moose, our guest this morning. He is the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe Commissioner of Health, and the tribe has taken over the Four Winds facility, and they're revamping it, getting it ready to go, and they're hoping that it can open soon.